Connie, the green turtle should finally be cruising free at sea after being released following a second stint in turtle rehab. Back in 2018, she was found stranded in Henderson Bay in the far north, weighing just 18 kilos, less than half what she should be. The team at Kelly Tarleton's nursed her back to tip-top condition and let her loose in 2019. But Connie bounced back in less than ideal circumstances. And in true turtle style, it's been a slow recovery until now. Jessica van der Paar from Sea Life Kelly Tarleton's aquarium joins us now. Hi Jessica, can Connie be trusted out there?
Hi, yeah, we have no doubt she's in the absolute best condition to survive out there. And yeah, we're just super happy she gets this second chance at life.
So it wasn't her first rodeo in rehab. Can you tell us what happened the second time, how she came back to your attention?
Now, yeah, so she came back to us in 2020. She was quite sick. She had chronic pneumonia and she had problems with her digestion. This could have been from ingesting plastics, which is quite common for sea turtles out there.
Sea junk, basically, in her tummy.
Yeah, so it's quite common for sea turtles. They live a pretty hard life out there.
Were you with her when she got released?
Yep, me and two others went up to Rangiputa Beach and released her just a week ago.
Tell us about that. What was it like?
It was so awesome to see her just swim out there and be free again, just back in her home. It's such a bittersweet feeling to see them go.
So she was well underweight when you first got her. Why was that?
Yeah, so this could have been from ingesting the plastic. This just blocks up their digestive systems and then it just stops them from getting the right food and nutrients into them, and then they just lose weight, and yeah, it's quite sad.
Jessica, how do you know it's her? Is she tagged? Was she tagged after the first time?
Yep, so all the turtles we release, we give them little flipper tags and microchips, so she still had those flipper tags on with her identification number. So yeah, we knew exactly who it was. It was Connie.
And having sort of been around her for a few years on and off now, what can you tell us about her and her personality?
She's an awesome turtle. She loves scratches from the divers. I think she loves humans a bit more than other turtles. She was a bit aggressive to the other turtles, so we had to move her actually into a different tank because, yeah, she just loved to fight them.
And I understand she's a bit of a speed swimmer.
Yeah, she's speedy. When we had to catch her out for, like, health checks and stuff, she was very nippy and very good at getting away from the divers.
So not wanting to be awful about it, Jessica, you'd be hoping you never see Connie again, I assume.
Yeah, really hope she doesn't wash up for a third time. That'll be definitely a first for Kelly Tarleton's.
So with the kind of tags that she's got on her, can you check her location remotely?
No, not Connie. If we give them a satellite tag, we can track them, but yeah, Connie doesn't have a satellite tag.
Well, let's hope she doesn't bounce back. Thanks for joining us. That's Jessica van der Paar, who's with Sea Life, Kelly Tarleton's aquarium, and was there when they released Connie.